Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What are some of the best ways to integrate your faith at work? Our guest today has ruminated over this for an extended period of time and has practical insights to share from Scripture, as well as pushing it forward. You know, we can learn the Word, we can learn what the Word says, but how do we apply it? How does it work in our daily lives? Well, our guest today will talk with us about that, and I believe we will be strongly equipped as we share in our time together. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to practically lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. There's nothing more, nothing better than to know Jesus and to experience what it means to have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, who made it all possible because he died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. And on the third day, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, the loving Christ who loves you and knows you, who calls you to himself, he calls you today. Would you open your heart to Jesus? I hope so. And so does Mike O'Hara, who is our guest today. He is the senior pastor at Grace Bible Church Kapolei. He's married to Julie. They have three children, Josiah, Micah, and Aaron. Mike graduated from Iolani School and went on to receive a bachelor's degree in journalism from the University of Hawaii and a Master of Divinity degree from the King's Seminary. Prior to starting Grace Bible Church Kapolei, Mike served as a youth and college pastor at Grace Bible Church Honolulu. He did that for a decade. And then he became executive pastor at Grace Bible Church for 3 years and also spent 8 months as a missionary to Europe. He's the founding and senior pastor of Grace Bible Church Kapolei. He's heard daily on 99.5 FM The Word on his program, Transforming Grace. And Mike is here to share about that very topic, integrating faith and work. So, Mike, welcome to our show.
Hey, Danny. Awesome to be here.
It's good to have you back. I know we've had you alone before as you shared your testimony. And we had you and Pastor Dane Tokushige talking about the new church plant that you guys were having. And you've since done it. You've pulled the trigger. And things, as I've heard, are moving along well.
It's going very well, yeah.
And I also want to congratulate you on your new radio program. I've listened, and I've always appreciated your preaching, because my God has given you a gift in communicating his word. What's the Lord doing now? Just a little background of, bring us up to speed of what the Lord is doing in this season now at Grace Bible Church Kapolei.
Yeah, we're in a pretty cool season. We, like you said, we planted Pastor Dane a little over a year ago, so we're definitely celebrating that as he's continuing to build his ministry. And I think one of the things that we're doing is really trying to focus on how do we equip our congregants, our members, to be a witness in their places of work or recreation, in their life. And so we're actually starting up a class this month called Why Christianity. And we want to explore in this class why Christianity is unique compared to other religions of the world and what makes it unique. And I think the answer to that is pretty surprising as to why Christianity is unique amongst compared to other world religions. And so that's one of the things that we're doing, and we're excited for that to equip God's people to bear witness to the gospel in wherever they do.
A true heart of a pastor, equipping, shepherd, feeding the flock that the Lord has given you to care for and to nurture. Pastor Mike, why is it important to integrate faith and work?
I think because there is an idea in maybe our culture or society where we have to balance work and life somehow, and that it's some kind of balancing act. I heard a guy speak one time, and he was talking about when he was at work, and his wife called him because she needed him to go pick up their son from school, and she couldn't make it, so she asked him to go. So he left an hour early, went over to the school, picked them up. He took his little boy. They walked to a park, swung on some swings, went to a pizza place, got a slice of pizza together, spent some quality time with his son, and went home that night, got his boy ready for bed and put him to sleep. And as he was walking out of the boy's bedroom, the boy called out from the bed, said, "Daddy, today was the best day ever." Mm. Right? And the dad, the speaker who is the dad, he said that, you know, those are the things that we live for. Those are the meaningful moments of life. And that is definitely meaningful. But in his speech, he was saying that, you know, we have to balance our work with those meaningful moments. But what I see in scripture is that work and meaning are not two separate things, that we can find meaning in the jobs that we do, that we go to every day, Monday through Friday, the occupations that we have. And so I think it's important to recover this idea that we can have meaning in our work, and that our jobs aren't simply there to get us to places of meaning, like the weekend or more time with people and family. And that's important. But I think it's more integrated than maybe how we typically think.
Well, it seems to me that in a day and age where people are doing just that, they're working, because we have to work. You have to work to eat. You have to work to have income, mm-hmm. to do the things that need to pay the bills, pay the mortgage, pay the rent, and yet lose sight of the importance of the experience of work, and the gift that it is. What are some challenges you feel or that you found to implementing faith at work?
I think one of the challenges or one of the mindsets that might need to shift is to, first of all, understand that work and labor is actually something that we are designed to do. That as image bearers of God, God created us in His image, that work is something that is an imprint of God on our lives. And so that work isn't necessarily a necessary evil or something that we have to do just so that, yes, let's provide for our families, let's have good things and take vacations. Those are all good things. But the God who created us gave us this, it's an internal wiring for work. And so I think one of the first obstacles or first mindsets to change is to understand that work is something, if we can recover work and the labor that we do from a necessary evil, and to understand that the work that we have is actually, or our notion to work is given to us by God Himself. And what's interesting is that God Himself is a laborer. He's a worker. When He created the world, He went to work for 7 days, and He worked on His creation, and on the seventh day He rested. And so so we see that in the nature of God, and then as His creation, He puts that into us. So I think that's critical, because when God created, when the Genesis account in Genesis 2, when He's creating the garden, it says that in Genesis 2, that then He put the man in the garden to tend it or to work it, and to take care of it. Now, we have to understand, this is pre-fall. This is before sin. Mm-hmm. So work isn't a consequence of sin. It's actually something that's given to us by God, and He put man into His creation as kind of vice regents or co-workers to come alongside God as He works in the world.
So that's maybe one reason why after a hard day of work, whether it's for someone a day of labor and sweating and really exerting physically, for someone else it's really exerting the mind, working on some problems, coming up with some solutions, or in some mathematical form, maybe even coming to the answer that was precise. There's a sense of accomplishment,
yeah,
a satisfaction, fulfillment.
Yeah,
that's a God wiring from what you're saying.
It is. It is, and I think that's an important part to that we can actually stand back and admire our work, and that's what God did on the seventh. He rested and he looked at it and he said creation was good. And so, be able to have those moments of rest and leisure to enjoy the fruits of our labor, to enjoy and look back at the good work that we've done, hard work that we've done. So I think that's important.
And in some instances, it might come with a very good level of compensation. In other instances, it might be, because when we think of work, it's that way with regard to compensation many times. But at other instances, it might be just, you know, working on the garden outside and making it fruitful, where, you know, a few months from now, tomatoes are going to grow, the mangoes are going to bear fruit, and, well, again, this is another form of currency also, because you don't have to spend that same amount of money at the store, the grocery store. But again, work nonetheless, the sweat of the brow. When we come back with Pastor Mike O'Hara, Senior Pastor of Grace Bible Church, Kapolei, also the host of the program Transforming Grace on 99.5 The Word. We'll talk about, what about work that I don't really like? I never really wanted. I'm doing it, yeah, because I need to make a living. And sometimes I feel like I'm working more and the living is very meager. What about those things? We'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you enjoy your work. Oh, man, it's a dream come true. You get the job that you've always wanted, and you get there, and it is just like you thought. And you get paid well, and you feel fulfilled. And you are one of the few, or perhaps even a rare person. And we hope that more people would feel like that, but what if you're feeling a little bit different? Like, I hate my job. I don't like the people that I have to work with or work for. But I've got to do it. It's become a real dread over the years. Of course, I may be sounding a little bit extreme, or maybe not. Depends on where you are in life. But nonetheless, these spectrum of feelings are things that we all encounter from time to time. And sometimes it escalates to a point where you feel exasperated or even helpless. And what about that? How do you find fulfillment there and integrate faith and work as a follower of Christ? Well, Pastor Michael O'Hara is here to speak with us about that. He's the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church Kapolei and the host of the radio program Transforming Grace on 99.5 FM, The Word. To find out more about Pastor Mike and his ministry, go to gbck.org, gbck.org. To find out more about this show, go to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You can get this podcast as a free gift, a free podcast for you. Pass it on to a family member or a friend. Pastor Mike, what about that? Someone who is not feeling quite so right about things or so fulfilled as we spoke about earlier.
You know, and that's a key question when we talk about work, because many times we can enter a job or an occupation very excited for what we can do, and you know, maybe it's maybe like a teacher, and you have a great vision to educate the kids and the leaders of tomorrow, the future businessmen and women, politicians, but over time it's hard and difficult. And so maybe some of that passion kind of leaks out, and you're just kind of working to just get through the day, and it's not so much about educating the kids, though you want to teach them, but now it's just trying to figure out, you know, how can I keep my job, or how can I get tenure? And I'm just using that as an example of how often work can start off we're very passionate about it, but over time, because of just difficulty at work, because of drama at work, that passion can kind of leak out. And so I think one of the things that helps us to kind of understand or regain some of the meaning to our work is, and how our faith helps us do that, how the Christian faith helps us regain meaning is for us to understand that we live in a broken world. We know that that sin has affected everything. It has affected creation, has affected ourselves. Someone once said, "If sin were blue, we'd be all blue." I mean, it just taints everything. But what the Christian message gives us is that there's hope beyond that, that there's hope or a rescue from the brokenness of this world. And so, and the Bible tells us that we are marching toward a day where everything that is broken is going to be made right again. Every hurt, every pain, every sorrow is going to be rectified. And the Bible shows us a picture of a time where there's going to be no more sorrow, there's no more pain, and there's no more death. And so with that picture in mind, with this Christian story, this gospel story in mind, we can go to work understanding that as we go into our workplaces, there is going to be difficulty and drama, and we're going to feel like what we're doing is meaningless and it has no purpose whatsoever. But if we can understand that, I think Luther said once that when we go to work, it's like we're the fingers of God. And what we're doing is that our good endeavor, our hard work of being a teacher or a housewife or a business owner or a an employee of a company, a barista somewhere. Every good endeavor is God's work through us in actually reflecting or mirroring that eventual reality where everything is put back together again.
So let's say, just by a reminder of that, it encourages me to look at the look at it as a gift, look at it as a privilege. And you know, we had a guest recently who would, he has a cleaning business, so he cleans. But what really stood out is the excellence by which he does it. And he sees it as, whether it's cleaning a toilet or doing some task that other people might not want to do, he's doing it for the glory of God. I think that's what I hear you saying, because it can relate to to any form of work. Now, how do we work the emotions of it? We can understand the concept of that, or the concept of how you're explaining from that biblical standpoint, but how do you work the emotions if you're still discouraged or discontent or wanting to be somewhere else, thinking that maybe I was looked over, stepped over, I should have gotten the promotion, those kinds of feelings? Or maybe even, I'm like, I made a mistake, and if I didn't make that mistake 5 years ago, I would be where I was hoping to be. But the reality is we're not. Mm-hmm. We're not there. We're here. And this is what God has given us to do at this point. What would you say?
Yeah, I mean, again, when we look at the Christian story, that's why there's so much hope. And so, you know, somebody goes to work, they should have got the promotion, they should have got the raise, they should have got the next rank, but it didn't happen for whatever reason. I think the thing that can anchor us in those moments is to truly understand that the work that we have in front of us and the things that we are going through is not the end of the story. And if we can see our lives as part of this unfolding story that we are in, and that there is, and that we know what the end of the story looks like, and that we know that Revelation 21 shows us the New Jerusalem coming down, God dwelling amongst his people, eradicating pain and disease and sorrow and death, that is part of our story. And so it's very easy, and I've experienced lots of ups and down emotions just in being a pastor. I mean, there's a lot of good moments and not so good moments. The thing that keeps me going in this, and this might sound weird to some people, but of course you're doing God's work, but here's the thing, is that if we understand that there's no division between the sacred and the secular, meaning that I'm not doing more of God's work than the person who's cleaning a toilet. Because what the gospel does, it shows me that God is working in all of it. And so therefore, there's no divide. Well, I just go to work to support the work of the ministry, you know, the guys who are doing God's work. No, we're all doing God's work. And there, as we think about that and let that, if we can understand that it's all sacred in God's eyes, then, you know, I think, Danny, that takes care of us going into total despair. Sure, we can experience the emotion of sadness and sorrow and hurt and offense, but what the gospel does, and what we, when we understand that there's everything, is all work is sacred, then it prevents us from nosediving into a place of where we feel like we're going to be obliterated or annihilated by the offenses and inequalities that we experience at work. But also works on the other end too, is that when we experience success, the gospel story reminds us that we don't elevate ourselves above other people and somehow categorize ourselves higher or think of ourselves higher than we ought. And so because we understand that God is the one who even gives us the ability to create wealth in Deuteronomy. And so we have a very balanced view of, like, we don't fall into deep, deep despair, but we don't elevate ourselves above and higher than we ought to think. And so that is, you know, because the question is about emotions, and that's very real. That's what people we feel on a day-to-day basis. But if we can put our arms around the great story of the gospel that tells us that there is a day that's coming where the thorns and thistles of hard work and laboring in a land that's working against us, that goes away. And so just the hope that's in front of us, and that's what personally keeps me going.
That's a hopeful word, and that's what we want to do. We want to encourage people with the hope of the gospel, the hope of Christ, the hope that comes through the word of God. You talked about working against a world that is working against us, mm-hmm. or thorns and thistles that are working against us. Explain that imagery and where it comes from.
Yeah, so basically back in Genesis, where in Genesis 2, God puts the man, Adam, in the land to work it, to tend it. Genesis 3 is where the fall happens, where the disobedience to God's command to not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so therefore, they're banished from the garden, the good place of perfect relationship with God, perfect creation. They're banished from the garden. And then God announces a curse and says to the man that when you work the land, now the land will bear thorns and thistles. You still scrape a living together from it, but now the land that you are working, say in Genesis 2, is now going to work against you. And so the thorns and thistles are, we experience thorns and thistles in our work when we come across a boss that's hard on us, or the difficulty of just the job itself. And that's all indicators of the thorns and thistles by which we live under. But like you said, there's such great hope, Danny, that, I mean, the thorns and thistles are not the end of the story. It's what we endure now. But the great hope, the scripture tells us, is what's coming. And that's what can keep us going.
You just threw out a lifesaver, right? A life vest, a lifesaver, those round things that you grab hold of so that you don't drown.
Yeah.
You just threw out one of those to a listener today who really needed to grab a hold of it. And who knows, when each of us needs that, and you've thrown it out for someone today, someone else might throw it out for me or for you or for us, and we'll grab hold of that. And we need one another. And so the Lord sends Pastor Mike O'Hara because he knows we need that encouragement. Hey, when we come back, what's the difference between the sacred and the secular? Is there really a difference when it comes to work? We'll talk about sanctuaries of work when we come back with Pastor Mike O'Hara. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So the pastor or the reverend doctor or the very right reverend bishop, honorable clergyman, is in a sacred position, sacred task, right? And somebody who is working, you know, on Bishop Street there or on Wall Street there is working in a secular job, even if he or she is in business. Or for that matter, it could be someone working in a safety green shirt on the side of the freeway, fixing the wall or the cement or, you know, erecting another lamppost for the freeway. That's secular, right? Or wrong? What do you think? Some people say, well, you're right, Danny. I mean, hey, the pastor, the priest at the church, well, that's a sacred work. And the rest of us, well, we're doing secular work. Really? Is that so? Where did you get that from? Did we get that from the Bible? Well, let's find out more. Pastor Mike O'Hara is here with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us. Of course, I've thrown out many rhetorical questions just to get things started here. Anyway, to find out more about this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Pastor Mike and his program, Transforming Grace, 99.5 The Word, where you can hear him daily, go to gbck.org, gbck.org. So what about it, Pastor Mike? What about the distinction or the separation between the sacred and the secular?
Yeah, I think that's a very real mindset, and I think it's something, again, that we have to address and I think recover. A lot of times we do view people who are in full-time ministry, who are being paid by the church, as doing sacred work or God's work. And so those who are doing jobs that aren't within the church, which would be called secular, they see their role as maybe as I make money to give to the church to support God's work, or I do God's work when I show up to church and I volunteer, or when I teach Sunday school or usher or greet or set up or break down. And this idea that there's the sacred work, there's God's work, and then there's all this other work that somehow supports God's work really goes all the way back to the time of the Reformation. And Luther was the one who called out this fallacy and said, really, because back then the thinking was that if you're a monk, a nun, or a priest, then you're guaranteed a spot in heaven. But then Luther discovers in Scripture that it's not working for the church that saves you. It's faith in Jesus that saves you. And so what he concludes is that there's no division between the sacred or working for the church and then working in another job, that it's all sacred. Mm-hmm. It's all God's work. And I think that's where, when we understand that, that when every good endeavor, every good work that we do, no matter how lofty or how menial we might think it is, that it's all God's work. I think that's where, when we're instructed in Scripture to work enthusiastically unto the Lord, for nothing is useless and nothing is vain, I think that takes on a whole new meaning for us, that when I wipe this counter, this isn't vain or meaning. Mm. Or when I clean this toilet, this isn't a vain use of my time. This is good work, and it's sacred work, and we do it unto the Lord.
It brings to mind an image, the imagery of such that there's, figuratively speaking, someone goes into their cubicle at work or their office. Maybe they put on, a physician puts on their smock. The picture I get is that, or like I mentioned, a safety green long sleeve shirt, because I'm going to go out and work on the side of the freeway, or maybe paint a house. It's almost as though, Pastor Mike, I could do like the sign of the cross, ignomini patri, mm-hmm. filii, spiritus sancti,
yeah.
because of the sacredness sure. of my painting, the sacredness of how I'm going to paint this home. Or how I'm going to use my weed whacker or the weed whacker of my company, and I'm going to cut the grass. I'm going to cut the grass with such precision, so close to the curb, and yet never going 1 inch over the curb, because I'm doing it to the glory of God. I'm doing a sacred work, and the Lord is watching me. Mm-hmm. When I sweep, or when I, like you say, wipe the counter, hey, I'm going to wipe it so clean that I'm going to disinfect the whole thing so nobody gets sick.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to shift the thinking,
yeah.
all of us,
yeah.
myself included. We need to shift our thinking.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Martin Luther, the great reformer, he had a lot to say about work. And he was talking about a shoemaker. And he was saying that the Christian shoemaker does his duty not by putting little crosses on the shoe or, you know, writing a scripture on the shoe. That's not the Christian shoemaker's duty. His duty is to make good shoes. Mm-hmm. And that, because God, he's interested in good craftsmanship. And so so we don't give our meaning to our work simply by making it overtly Christian, though there's a place and time for that. But what Luther is trying to recover is that the task of making a shoe is to do it. The Christian duty in making a shoe is to do it well, and is to be competent at it, and to work hard at it. And because we are now working or enthusiastically doing our jobs as unto the Lord.
When Jamie and I first got married, that's 21, 22 years ago. I should know, yeah. Pastor Mike.
That would be good, bro.
Why did I have to say
you kind of stumbled on that one.
But we moved into an apartment, and we remember, and we reflect on this from time to time. There was a man who he was our neighbor, and every day he would go downstairs and he would wipe down his car. Now, the car wasn't a Bentley. It wasn't a Mercedes. It wasn't a Lexus or some luxury car. It was a simple old Toyota. And of course, that's a couple decades back. And I thought it was kind of old back then, the car. But the way that he wiped it was like it was a Rolls Royce. And it brings to mind this sort of the practical sacredness of how we do things and how that would relate. I mean, this is just an example here, but how we would relate, and what does God see when he sees us, whether it's wiping a table, or my dad used to tell me about a friend when they would tie their shoes before they would go out for a football practice. You know, sometimes you ask somebody to put a finger on the lace so that you can really get a good knot. He said one of his friends, whenever he would do that, he would put his finger there and he would just focus his finger there, you know, so well. And I said, wow, what did your friend do in life? He said, oh, he became a physician. It's those things. I think when we do the little things with excellence, yeah, and they become habits, notable habits, habits of our life, little things of integrity that we don't take shortcuts on, and the quality of it becomes so God-honoring as we go along.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, the beautiful thing about this is, you know, as we talk about work and the good labor that we do, and, you know, people listening that, I mean, they might be, you know, coming home from a job, going to a job, at a job. I think what you're saying, Danny, is really excellent, because the idea that we can work hard and do good work, especially as Christians, the incredible rest that we have at the same time is that all the ultimate work was taken care for us. That is, when Christ died for our sins, right, and when he forgave us of our sins, but what he said on the cross was that it is finished. And so that the work of restoring our relationship back to God has been taken care of by the work of Christ. And so that when we go to these jobs, we can work lightheartedly, winsomely, work hard, knowing that ultimately the debt that we owed was taken care of by Jesus. And so we can go into these work, into our work, not thinking, oh God, I hope I get your approval by this work, but knowing that we have been given God's approval because of the work of Jesus, so therefore I can work hard. So it really frees us. I mean, it's amazing that how grace would transform even how we approach maybe, you know, wiping your countertops or taking care of your child at home, or going to work in a little bit earlier, staying a little bit late, simply because as a Christian, you understand ultimately, the greatest work ever done was done for us. Mm. And it's just a, you know, it's just a settling rest that we have, even in our labor, that we can have.
There's a freedom, a liberty in that, knowing that our debt was paid. Freedom to do what we've been called to do, what we ought to do. And the freedom to concentrate, to focus, to do it well. When we come back, let's go further on that. This issue of stewardship, even it's not so much how much we have, or hey, for all that matters, my friend, my neighbor, he did have a Bentley, because he sure treated his car like that, and you know what? He was a wealthy man, because someone could have all a Bentley, Rolls Royce, and every which classical, wonderful, expensive car, and not be grateful for it, not care for it? How wealthy is that, really? When we come back, more from Pastor Mike O'Hara. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it's been said that a gifted teacher is able to take something very complicated, something esoteric, and make it simple. And not only make it simple, but make it in, they say it in such a way that it's engaging and you get it. You understand it. You grab hold of it. You go, wow, I didn't know I could understand that. And such is the case with certain teachers and preachers of the word. And I've got one sitting in studio with me today. His name is Pastor Mike O'Hara. He has a daily program on 99.5 FM, The Word. It's called Transforming Grace. He is sharing from the scriptures on a daily basis. And he's also the pastor of Grace Bible Church Kapolei. And we've been talking about integrating faith and work. And to find out more about this show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. We got that and other resources and some events coming up that you can take a look at there. And of course, to find out more about Pastor Mike, his program, and his ministry, gbck.org. Again, gbck.org. Pastor Mike, someone listening today might be searching, seeking. At least that's what they always hear us calling them, searching, seeking. But they want to know more about Christ, the Christian faith. What does it really mean? What would you say in relation to integrating faith and work? What would you say to someone who is, searching?
Yeah, first of all, that the fact that they are actually listening to this is not an accident, that it is God calling them, and that whether this is their first time or longest time, you know, they're many times listening. So I'm glad that they're listening. I would say, first of all, to those who wouldn't call themselves a believer or a Christian, but you're listening to this program, I think a lot of times we can find, or we try to validate, or we try to justify our own existence through the work that we do, the jobs that we have. And I would just say to the person who's listening who wouldn't call themselves a Christian, that really what you need is not work to validate yourself. You need someone else to validate yourself, to put that stamp of approval on you. And the only way that can happen is not by working harder or becoming more moral or becoming a good person. Really, what the gospel tells us is that we needed somebody to be good for us. We needed somebody to accomplish the morality that we should be living for us. And that's Jesus. And so I would say that if you can, if to put your trust in Jesus, to put that he is the one who, as you trust him, he's the one who validates you. He's the one who justifies you. He puts the stamp of approval on you. And that's the beautiful story of the gospel, that we come to a place of the end of ourselves. Rather than trying to make something more of ourselves through our work, we actually come to that place of the end of ourselves, where we say, I can't rescue myself. No matter how well my job is going or how well my family is doing, none of that takes care of the fact that I'm separated from God. And so my encouragement is to keep listening to this show. But as you're driving or listening, wherever you are, even now you can just, you know, say, you know, I trust in Jesus. I trust in his work, not my work to save me, but in Jesus' work to save me.
Yeah. And if you're in that place, as Pastor Mike was just sharing, hey, email me. Let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know what is happening in your heart, in your life. I've got, like I said, friends like Pastor Mike and others who I'd love to connect you with their ministries, their churches, and you can grow. It can be a beginning. It can be a beginning. That's the thing. Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can contact me there. Pastor, what about, okay, we have a lot of listeners are Christ followers. What would you say to them with regard to integrating faith and work?
Yeah, I would almost say the same thing to the believers that go to work, that it's so easy to attach our identity to the jobs that we do. And so we see our jobs as who we are rather than what we do. I think we need to reverse that, and that's what the gospel does too. Our jobs, it's what we do, but not who we are. And so, you know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians that we're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And so, as new creations, our identity is in Jesus. And so, to continually remind ourselves not to try to validate our existence or justify our existence through our work, but to understand that Jesus did that for us. And I think Colossians says, don't drift from the good news that's been held out to you. Don't drift. So in other words, hang on to it and don't drift away like a boat that loses its moorings. Hang on to it. So if we can hang on to the gospel and remind ourselves over and over again that Jesus justifies us, that he validates us through his death on the cross and his resurrection, then when we approach our work, Danny, I think we approach our work with a whole new mindset, with a whole new paradigm. It's a whole new joy in that, not that our work necessarily brings joy to us all the time, but we can come into it with a winsomeness, which is simply lighthearted, meaning that if things go well, we celebrate, but if things go bad, we're not crushed by it. And lighthearted doesn't mean that we don't work hard. You know, we don't show up at our jobs and say, I don't work hard. No, we work hard at jobs, but we don't take ourselves too seriously in that, because we understand that this is not our final validation at this job. And what a great place of freedom, and to be able to approach something as work that we're wired for, that God has made us for, but to do it with the right perspective and context and mindset Jesus gives us our validation. So let's approach our work with this lightheartedness, a joy, and all of a sudden work isn't all about us all of a sudden, or the transformation is not just about me going to work and my living and my paycheck, but we actually start to see and contextualize ourselves in our work by saying, hey, maybe I'm here actually to serve God and the others at my job. And that's we could go another hour on that, mm-hmm. but that's mm-hmm. a radical shift. But that can only come as we really grapple with the gospel, hang tightly to it, and rehearse it in our minds over and over and over again. And I think it brings us to that place of just embracing work in a whole new level.
And when I'm going to work in that context, in that frame of mind or frame of heart, I'm going to do ministry.
Yeah.
I'm in the ministry. Yep. I'm doing ministry. Exactly. And the Lord has called me to be an accountant, or the Lord has called me to practice law, or the Lord has called me to be a stay-at-home dad or mom. This is my sanctuary. This is where I preach my sermons, or I serve people. I mean, I'm going to paint this house to the glory of God. I'm going to do ministry because those that work with me, God has assigned me to reach them, and to touch them, to love them. And hey, Pastor Mike can't reach them. I can't reach them, but you can reach them. No matter how much we tried, from one standpoint, no matter how much we tried, the Lord has allocated you to connect with those in your dental office or in your care home. We're here in studio. We're trying to encourage you. We're trying to encourage others. But this is where we are today. And you are where you are today because God has allotted that your assignment.
That's amazing.
So let's do it to the glory of God. Pastor Mike, I hope that we've done it to the glory of God and that God is smiling down on us.
Yes, he is.
And I hope that through this, that he is smiling ear to ear for our dear listeners. Mm. Pastor Mike, a closing prayer for a friend, a brother, or sister who is searching for the Lord, a brother or sister in Christ who's been encouraged by what you had to say. We've got about a minute and a half or so. If you could lead in a prayer, that would be a wonderful blessing.
Yeah, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we recognize the good gift of work and that you wired us to work. And God, I want to pray, first of all, for the one that's listening to this and maybe at this point they wouldn't call themselves a Christian or a Christ follower, but Lord, at this moment, would you, by your Holy Spirit, help them to realize that you are calling them, that the very fact that they're listening to this on the radio is that you are calling them to yourself. And so, God, I pray that this person would come to a place where they realize that it's the justifying, validating, warm embrace work of Jesus that is that rescues, that saves us from the sin-infected world in which we live in, that's in our hearts as well. So, God, I pray that that would happen. Lord, I pray that you would encourage the workers out there, the ones that go to jobs day in and day out, been working at their job 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, Lord. Mm. And Lord, that in that, Father, that as Danny has said, that in your great sovereignty and ultimate wisdom, could it be that you have them in this place, precisely at this job, at this precise moment? Because, God, you're doing a deep work, Father, through them, Lord, whether it's engaging others with the gospel, encouraging others, praying for someone, or just doing good, competent work, Father, that serves the community well. Mm-hmm. Lord, these are good. This is good and sacred work. And so, Lord, would you comfort those who are afflicted at work, Father, going through drama, going through difficulties, whether it's with a boss, a coworker, a classmate, someone that's causing angst and problems. God, we pray that there would be peace and resolution. But Lord, ultimately, in spite of those things, there'd be an ultimate confidence in you, Lord, that our work that we do is pointed to the eventual reality, Lord, when you come back and you restore Genesis 2 back, you bring back the garden where there's no more pain, there's no more sorrow, there's no more heartache, there's no more death. And Lord, let that be our hope. Let that be our hope in Jesus. And so we ask for these things. You are a good God, a gracious God, a providing God, and a personal God. And so it's to you that we pray, and it's in you that we have our confidence. And so we do ask for these things in the great name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Mike, you're a blessing. What a gift you are, and what a gift this has been to share with you.
It's been fun.
And heart to heart, your sharing with us has been immense, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You're welcome.
I hope you've been lifted up. I sure have, by the encouragement and the inspirational thoughts of Pastor Mike O'Hara. Find out more about him and his ministry and his radio program, Transforming Grace. Go to gbck.org. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. Yes, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And dear one, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment. Like Pastor Mike just led in prayer, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Hey, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a presentation for you there just to reassure, to anchor, to clarify. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor Mike O'Hara. Again, find out more, gbck.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.